Yevamis Yerushalmi, Kalos Mag Yevamis Bavli, Daf Chof Beis, begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yod Gimel Amad Aleph, the first Mishnah, that's Halacha Hei. Yisha Yishlei Ach, Nikar Mokoim, Zekek Es Eishas Ochiv Liyibim, Vachiv Likol Dola. A partial brother may, from any place, even through an Aveira, obligates his brother's wife to do Yibim Achalitza, he's like a brother in every respect. The only exceptions are a brother from a slave or a Gentile woman. And now the next Mishnah, Lachogov, Mishayeshle ben Mikamok and Poitias Eshes Oviv, Minayibum, Vachayav, Makosai, Valkalosai, Ubnoi, Loi, Lachol Dava. Mishnah says a son from any place, even to an Aveira, exempts his father's wife from Yibum Chalitza. He's liable for striking or cursing his father. He's like a son in every respect. Chutz Mishayeshle Minashifcha, Minalachwis. The exceptions are a son from a slave or a Gentile woman. The Gemara says, "Abi Avin boy ubnoi lechol dava filu apir uvia leshniya." If Avin asked, "Is he a son from an aveira of kohes such as a mamzer? Is he a son for everything, even for pur uvia? Does his father fulfill the mitzvah through him and the decree of shniyos? Normally, mamzer may marry each other. Do the decree of shniyos apply to them?" Then goy shabal bas yisrael beyolda. Ben Yisrael Shabal al Goya, Mishabath li Yisrael, Beyolda Bechol, Nachla, Ve'ena Bechol Lekayin. If a Nochri's son had relations with the Bas Yisrael and father the son, or Ben Yisrael had relations with the Nochris and she gave birth, and after he or she became a Yisraelis and they converted, she became pregnant from him again and she gave birth, the son has a Bechol for inheritance, he gets a double portion, who he's considered the father's first son, but he's not a Bechol for giving 5 shkolim to a koyim, because he's not the first to leave her womb. Voy sheba agoya beyalda yirchen ama goyim yesh lehem yachsim yeshim mingim lakish ama goyim ein lehem yachsim. If a Gentile had relations with a Gentile woman and she gave birth, yirchen says that there is lineage amongst Gentiles, if he converted later he fulfilled Pur Avu through these children. Yishaki says there is no lineage amongst Gentiles. Ba'aksiv ba'isahi shalach mordech beladan ben beladan melech bavel svaim hu mincha el chizkiyo. The Gemara asks, well, we have a pasuk in Malachim Beis Pesek, Perek Chof Pasuk Yud Beis, that says, at that time, Merudach beladan, the son of beladan melech, the king of Bavel, sent svaim and mincha to chizkiyo. And this shows that they have lineage. Since he showed honor to his grandfather, Merudach would sign Ben Beladan, he merited to be attributed to his ancestors. Ha'aksiv, Vayishlach HaMelech Asa El Ben Hadad, Ben Tavimoin, Ben Chazayin, Melech Avam, Vayoshev, B'Damesek Limor. Gemara asks that the Pasuk says in Malachim Aleph, Perek Tes, Vav Pasuk Yud Ches, and the king Asa sent to Ben Hadad, the son of Tavimoin, the son of Chazayin, the king of Aram, who was dwelling in Damascus, saying. So here it's also giving the lineage, even though he didn't show great honor. Koitzes, Ben Koitzes, the answer is that was said for his disgrace. He was a murderer, the son of a murderer. Madat Amal, Ki Haman Ben Hamdasa, Ki Ben Hamdasa Haya. This is like it says in Esther Pek, Tef Pasuk Chof Daled, Haman Ben Hamdasa, or was Hamdasa, was he Hamdasa's son? Hamdasa was the son of Agag, was informed he did earlier. And if so, Ben Seira, Aifacha, Koitzes Ben Koitzes, rather he was a tormentor, the son of a tormentor. Also here, he was the murderer, he was a murderer, the son of a murderer. Amir of Tanchuma, Kach Meshev Rishim Ben Lokish, Esav Yochanan, Vahaksiv, Uletziva, Chamesh Seibonim, Ve'esim Avodim, Avodim Yeshlem Yechus. And Tanchuma said, so is Lokish answered of Yochanan. It says in the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis, Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud, and Siva had 15 sons and 20 slaves. Do slaves have lineage? Surely they don't. And even so, the verse calls his children Bonim. But, and again, Siva was an Eved. But, Lemonois, it should say, Shemtin Shel Mepiboshis. Gemara says the Pasuk is coming to count what Mephibosheth lost when David gave half of Mephibosheth's field to Tziva, he also freed Tziva. Shifcha, the Gemara implies a question, what's the source that children from a Shifcha are not considered his children? The Isha of Yaldea, Tiela Dinea, the Pasuk says, and the woman and her children will be to her master. the wife and children remain with the master. It means the pasuk teaches that when an eved ivri is freed, the shifcha with whom he had children remains with the master, as do the children. This teaches they're not considered children of the eved ivri. Nochris, now this implied question is, what's the source that children from a Gentile woman are not considered his children? The answer to Birchan, quoting Rav Shimon ben Yochai, said that it says, "Sifchatem bam, you're not to marry them, the Gentiles," and it says, "When a man will remove his son from going after me." Your son from a Yisrael means from a Yisraelis is called your son, but your son from a Nochris is not called your son, rather her son is a Nochri. The Pasuk discusses marrying your son to a Nochris and your daughter to a Nochri. The Torah is concerned, ki yasir, that he means your Nochri son-in-law, via your grandchild away from Hashem. Your grandchild from him is a Yisrael. It's not concerned, ki tasir, she, your Nochris's daughter-in-law, via your grandchild, because your grandchild from her is a Nochri. Yaakov Ishkfa Nevoe, Azal Lutzur, Asan Chalale Mo Migza Beri Bre Da Maisa Beshubsa. Yaakov, the esteemed man of Kfa Nevoe, went to Tzur. They asked him, may one circumcise on Shabbos the son of a Nochris from a Yisrael? Mesava Mishreloin Minador, Yisiludual Mamishpoisom, Levesavisom. He wants to permit, based on that pasuk, if one of the lineages of the father, since he's Yisrael, the child is a full Yisrael. Therefore, there was no need to teach Kitasir, because he already knows that Yisrael's son, even from a Nochris, is the Yisrael. Shama Rabbi Chagai Amar Yaisi Aisune Deolki. And we reject that because Rabbi Chagai heard this. He said, bring Yaakov to Lashim for giving such a ruling. Amalei Mehechan Ata Malkeini. Yaakov said, what's your source to say that I erred and lashed me? Amalei Minhador Dechsiv Ata Nechoris Bris Lerikeinu. Chagai answered, we learn it from the Pasuk in Ezra Perek Yud Pasuk Gimel, and now let's make a pact with our God. It means to expel our Nochri wives and those born from them because they're not Yisrael. Amalei Minhakabola At Malkeini. Yaakov said, you give me lashes based on a Pasuk in Ksuvim. We can't learn halacha from there. Perhaps Ezra enacted this for Hiraya Shah, while Hashem told him to do so. Amalei, Uchateira Yase, Uchagai said, Uchateira Yase means the halacha follows. This is the Pasuk in Ezra there. Amalei, Minado, Uraya, Yaakov asked, from which verse do we learn that this is the halacha? Amalei, Minahi, Da'am Rabbi Yochan, Mashem, Rishim, and Yochai, Ksiv, Le'tichatin Bom, Ksiv, Ki Yase, Esbincha, Mechavai, Bincha, Yisrael, Koi, Bincha, Ve'in, Bincha, Megoye, Koi, Bincha, Lebana. Like I answered, it's from what Rabbi Yochan taught from Rabbi Shimon Yochai. It says, this is Chatin Bom, and it says, Ki Yasir Es Bincha Me'acharai. Your son from Yisrael means Yisraelis is called your son, but your son from Enochris is not called your son, rather her son. Amalei Chavot Chavatcha Tehu Tava Bakalta. Yaakov said, lash me with your lashes, it's good for me to absorb and to learn a lesson from this.